Hey, chatters. Join me and the professor in the world of AI at Uplimit and YU Global's courses, where theory meets action. Experience a hands-on learning journey using chatbots to solidify your skills throughout the courses. Perfect for every learner, from beginners to advanced, our diverse range of courses ensures there's something for everyone. Uplimit combines self-paced learning with live seminars and office hours, while YU Global offers comprehensive asynchronous study with support when you need it. Both grant prestigious certificates upon completion. Save 10% with code AIFORALL in all caps and the number 4 for Uplimit courses and 20% with Synaptic20 for YU Global courses. Start your path to AI exploration today. Enroll now at synapticlabs.ai/courses.
Introduction. Hey, chatters. It's your AI aficionado, Miss Nura, and I'm here to spill the digital tea on something that's revving up the engines of artificial intelligence. Transfer learning and reinforcement learning, RL. Imagine being able to master a video game and then using those skills to conquer a totally different game. That's the kind of cross-domain wizardry we're talking about. Now, let's get our heads in the game and understand the MVP of today's AI lineup. Transfer learning in RL is like giving a head start to our machine learning models. They don't have to start from scratch every time they face a new challenge. Instead, they draw from what they've already learned to get a running start. Think of it as if your AI is channeling its inner chameleon, adapting and applying its colors of knowledge to blend into new environments. By reusing insights from previous tasks, our AI champs can dodge the long grind of learning anew and instead leap straight into action, smarter and faster than ever. So, whether you're a tech newbie, a curious cat, or just here for the emojis, buckle up. We're about to embark on an adventure through the land of transfer learning in RL, where each step forward is a giant leap towards crafting more intelligent and versatile machines. Are you ready? Let's roll out. Historical background. Let's time travel back a bit and dig into the roots of transfer learning in RL. It's like uncovering hidden treasures from the past that have shaped the AI wonders of today. Picture this. It's the 1990s, and the world is jamming to grunge bands. But in the AI labs, researchers are beginning to toy with the idea that knowledge isn't just a one-and-done deal. They start exploring how smarts from one task could potentially give a leg up in another. Mind-blowing, right? Fast forward to the 2000s. The research community is getting all jazzed up about RL. They're thinking, hey, can we turbocharge learning by transferring know-how across different but related tasks? Spoiler alert, the answer's a resounding yes. The real kicker? It's our old friend, deep learning, that's been the muscle behind the magic. With neural networks getting deeper and wiser, they've been learning tricks faster than ever, all thanks to transfer learning. But it's not just about speed. It's about being smart with what you've got. AI doesn't need to reinvent the wheel every single time. It can adapt and use what it knows to tackle new puzzles. That's a big deal, especially when you're short on data or time. So, there you have it. From the early musings in the 90s to the deep learning revolution, transfer learning in RL has come a long way. It's the kind of progress that gets our gears turning and our code running. Stay tuned as we continue to build on this legacy and push the boundaries of what our AI can achieve. How it works. All right, buckle up as we zoom into the nuts and bolts of transfer learning in RL. Imagine you've just mastered skateboarding, and now you're about to learn snowboarding. You've got balance and control skills from the pavement that'll give you a head start on the slopes. That's transfer learning in a nutshell. In the RL universe, we've got AI agents learning tasks, like how you learn to skateboard. Now, we want our AI agent to transfer that knowledge when it faces a new, yet related task. It's like giving the agent a secret cheat code to to not start from scratch each time. The process starts with a source task, where the agent has already learned a policy, a set of rules, like, when I see a ramp, I jump. Then, there's the target task, which is similar, but not identical to the source, like swapping a skateboard for a snowboard. Now here's the magic. Instead of learning the target task from zero, we transfer knowledge from the source task. This can be done in a few ways. 1. Reward shaping. We tweak the feedback our AI agent gets to guide it towards the right moves in the new task. It's like a coach saying, "Remember how you balanced on that skateboard? Use that feel on the snowboard." 2. Learning from demonstrations. The agent watches an expert, maybe another AI, and mimics its moves. It's like watching pro snowboarders' videos and copying their style. 3. Policy distillation. We squeeze the essence of what the agent learned in the source task and inject it into the target task's learning process. Think of it as distilling your skateboarding skills into a snowboarding elixir. 4. Inter-task mapping. This is when we find similarities between tasks and use them to our advantage. If both skateboarding and snowboarding involve balancing, we focus on transferring that skill. It's like recognizing that both sports need a steady stance, so you work on that stance. 5. Learning transferable representations. The agent learns a way of seeing the world that's useful for both tasks. It's like understanding balance and motion so well that it doesn't matter if you're on wheels or on snow. You've got it covered. By using these techniques, our AI agent can become a jack of all trades, learning new tricks faster and more efficiently. It's all about being resourceful and smart. No need to start from square one every single time. And the cool part? This isn't just a fantasy. It's happening right now in AI labs around the world. Transfer learning in RL is like the Swiss Army knife of AI learning. Versatile, powerful, and oh so clever. So stay tuned as we keep exploring this awesome AI landscape together. The math behind transfer learning in RL. Hey, ready to dive into the mathematical pool of transfer learning in RL? It's not as scary as it sounds, I promise. We'll break it down together, step by step, just like learning a new skateboard trick. Transfer learning can sound like a lot of jargon, but at its heart, it's about being efficient with our learning. Let's use a simple example to get our heads around the math. Imagine you've got a video game where you've already trained your in-game character to defeat spiders. Now, you're up against bats, which are kind of similar, but move differently. Step 1. Identifying what to transfer. First off, we figure out what skills our AI can reuse. In our game, let's say dodging is something you do both for spiders and bats, so we want to transfer the dodging skill. Step 2, reward shaping. Now, we tweak the rewards. In the spider level, you got plusieurs 10 points for a dodge. For bats, we'll reshape the reward to plusieurs 15, because we really want to encourage dodging in this new scenario. This is like saying, reward bat level of dodge is equal to reward spider level of dodge plus extra incentive, with extra incentive being the additional points we give for dodging bats. Step 3, policy distillation. Think of the dodging policy as a recipe you've perfected for spiders. Now, we distill that recipe and adjust it for bats. Mathematically, it's like policy bats is approximately equal to adjustments of policy spiders. We're tweaking the original dodging policy to suit our new enemies. It's a bit like altering a cookie recipe to make a cake. Step 4, inter-task mapping. Here's where it gets cool. We draw a map of what skills overlap. Dodging is on both maps, so we draw a line between them, connecting the skill. Math-wise, it's like saying, skill bats is equal to F of skill spiders, where F is some function that transforms the spider skill into the bat skill. Step 5, learning transferable representations. Lastly, we want our AI to understand the game world so well that it can dodge anything thrown at it, not just spiders or bats. We do this by teaching it about the concept of dodging in a general sense. The math behind this is a bit complex, but think of it like this. Representation of dodge is equal to learn of features of dodging, where features of dodging are things like timing, speed, and direction that apply no matter what you're dodging. By applying transfer learning, we're not just teaching our AI specific tasks. We're teaching it to learn how to learn. This means next time we encounter snakes or even aliens, our AI will be quicker to adapt and conquer. And there you have it. The math behind transfer learning in RL, demystified. It's all about making connections and being smart with what we already know. Keep rolling with this knowledge, and you'll see just how amazing AI can be. Advantages of transfer learning in RL. Hey, let's talk about the awesome perks of using transfer learning in RL. Transfer learning is like having a head start in a race. It gives your AI a boost by using what it has learned before, which can be a real game changer. One of the biggest advantages is the speed of learning. With transfer learning, your AI can learn new tasks much faster because it's not starting from scratch. It's building on what it already knows. Imagine not having to relearn walking every time you try a new dance move. That's the idea. Another cool benefit is better performance. When you transfer knowledge from a related task, your AI often becomes more accurate and efficient. It's like learning to play a new instrument when you already know music theory. Transfer learning can also save a ton of computational resources. Training AI models is like feeding a hungry beast. It needs a lot of data and power. But with transfer learning, we can satisfy the beast with less, making the whole process more eco-friendly and cost-effective. Some more pros are: helps overcome limited data problems, enables more robust and generalizable models, facilitates multitasking and learning related skills, encourages innovation by applying knowledge in new areas, reduces overfitting by learning from diverse sources. In essence, transfer learning makes our AI smarter, not harder. It's like having a well-traveled friend who adapts quickly to new cultures, super valuable and always ready for the next adventure. Disadvantages of transfer learning in RL. As with any technique, transfer learning in RL isn't perfect. There are some pitfalls we need to watch out for. One of the key disadvantages is negative transfer. This happens when the knowledge from a previous task doesn't quite fit the new one, like using a map of Paris to navigate Tokyo. Confusing and not very helpful. Another issue is the difficulty in determining what to transfer. It's like packing for a trip without knowing the destination. Do you take a winter coat or a swimsuit? If we don't choose wisely, our AI might learn irrelevant or even harmful behaviors. Selecting an appropriate source task is crucial, but can be tricky. It's a bit like choosing a mentor. If their expertise doesn't align with what you want to learn, you might end up with skills you don't need. Some other challenges include: can be complex to implement and fine-tune. Risk of overestimating the transferability of skills. May require substantial domain knowledge to align tasks. Difficulties in measuring the success of transfer. Potential for increased training time if transfer is poor. Remember, it's all about balance. Transfer learning in RL is a powerful tool, but it's not a one-size-fits-all solution. It's like adding spices to a dish. Just the right amount can create a masterpiece, but too much can spoil the whole meal. Use it wisely, and you'll be cooking up some serious AI magic. Major applications of transfer learning in RL. Let's dive into the fascinating world of transfer learning in RL and see where this tech wizardry is making waves. Gaming and simulations. Transfer learning in RL is like having a gaming pro in your corner. It's being used to create AIs that can master one game and then take on a new one with ease. Think of an AI champ that conquers Space Invaders and then crushes it at Pac-Man with barely a hiccup. It's all about those high scores in learning. Autonomous vehicles. In the realm of self-driving cars, transfer learning is like an experienced driver who knows how to handle a new car on a different road. By transferring driving knowledge from one set of roads to another, AIs are becoming better co-pilots, ensuring we reach our destination safely. Buckle up. It's a smart tech journey. Healthcare. Imagine a medical AI that learns to diagnose one disease and then swiftly adapts to recognize another. That's transfer learning in action in healthcare. It helps in developing systems that can predict various health conditions by learning from related medical data. It's like having a multi-talented doctor on your screen, just a click away. Robotics. Robots are getting a skill boost from transfer learning too. A robot that learns to pick up toys can transfer that know-how to sort recycling thanks to this smart tech. It's like teaching your robot butler to cook after its master cleaning. A tidy and tasty future awaits. Natural language processing, NLP. Transfer learning is a superstar in NLP. It helps AI understand one language and then pick up another, or go from understanding text to grasping the nuances of speech. It's like a polyglot pen pal that's fluent in multiple modes of communication. Chat away, your AI buddy gets you. Climate science. Predicting weather patterns and climate changes is another area where transfer learning shines. By using knowledge from historical data, AIs can better forecast and adapt to new environmental conditions. It's like having a weather oracle that learns from the past to predict the future. Sunny days or stormy weather, we're ready. The possibilities are endless with transfer learning in RL. It's paving the way for smarter, more adaptable AIs that can jump from task to task, making our lives easier, safer, and more fun. So, let's embrace this tech trend and watch as our AIs go from learning to learn. TLDR. In the fast-paced world of AI, transfer learning in RL is like a shortcut to wisdom for our machine pals. It's all about teaching AIs to apply what they've learned from one task to rock another with less sweat. From gaming geniuses to savvy self-driving cars, this tech trend is a game changer, making our digital buddies quicker learners and life a bit more like sci-fi. So, whether it's chatting in multiple languages or predicting the weather, transfer learning is the cool school for AIs. Vocab list. Transfer learning. Teaching an AI to apply knowledge from one task to another. Reinforcement learning, RL. A type of AI training where the machine learns by trial and error, getting rewards for good moves. Domain. The specific area or task the AI is learning about. Policy. The strategy or set of rules an AI follows to make decisions. Reward shaping. Modifying rewards to help an AI learn faster or better. Policy distillation. Simplifying a complex AI policy into a more accessible version. Intertask mapping. Figuring out the connections between different tasks to transfer knowledge. Computational resources. The tech horsepower, like processing power and memory, that AIs need to learn. Model performance. How well an AI does its job after learning. Democratizing AI. Making AI tech accessible to more people and industries. Optimization, fine-tuning AI to make it as efficient and smart as possible.